Wabinoikwe was very sad. She grieved many days as she sat quietly with the memory of her mother. It seemed like everything stopped for her. She had no will to cook, to clean, to prepare hides, or even to wash herself. She went for a walk and stood by a big oak tree and hugged it and crying out for help to the spirits. Exhausted, she lay down at the base of the oak and fell asleep. She dreamt of a big wind and a